Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But, you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It's 8 o'clock. It is Wednesday morning, the 7th day of June, 2023. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air, of course, here in San Juan County in Durango, Colorado. We broadcast, of course, at 103.3 FM. And if you want to listen to us anywhere else, just go to our website, ksje.com, or ask your smart speaker to play KSJE, and it should do just that. We also want to welcome our viewers, because as you know, this is a community-supported visual radio station, so the video of this program is streaming out live to the KSJE Facebook page and our YouTube channel right this very minute. So welcome aboard, everyone. We are glad that you are with us, because coming up in the next few moments, it is our regular update from the Farmington Public Library. We'll hear all about their kickoff for the summer reading program this past weekend, and what is coming up for the rest of this summer. That's coming up in the next few moments right here on KSJE. Ron Price will be here with a best of segment later on this morning at 8:50 a.m. on KSJE. And the next hour, Mick Hess will be here roving with the arts. And this morning, Mick is playing some music from Haydn and Sibelius. You'll hear both of those composers on Roving with the Arts today, beginning at 9:06 on KSJE. At 10:30, Delcherie Gladden and Right on Four Corners, she is speaking with author Ashley M. Biggers about her latest book, 100 Things to Do in Albuquerque Before You Die. That is coming up today at 10:30 on Right on Four Corners and KSJE. Outside our studios, mostly cloudy so far, 57 degrees at the moment. We're expecting a partly sunny day today with maybe a scattered shower popping up. The high 76 in Farmington, partly cloudy tonight with a low near 47. More sunshine for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Take a look, 82 for a high today and, tomorrow and Friday. 47 for an overnight low on Thursday, 48 for an overnight low on Friday. Sunny 83 on Saturday, 86 with mostly sunny skies on Sunday, and 80 degrees with sunshine on Monday. I'll be back with my guest from the Farmington Public Library with more right after this on KSJE. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center. The caregivers of San Juan Regional Medical Center are committed to bettering the quality of life, health and care of individuals, families, and our communities. Life is their sacred trust. Better is their mission. Here is their home. San Juan Regional Medical Center, improving the health of the Four Corners since 1910.
I am King Arthur.
Oh, yeah, no.
And this is Monty Python's Spamalot. A new musical lovingly ripped off from the motion picture Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Run away!
Featuring a bevy of beautiful showgirls, cows, killer rabbits, and French people. Don't miss the smash hit Broadway musical Spamalot, or else we shall say, neat!
Spamalot at the Farmington Civic Center June 8th through the 18th. Find tickets at fmtn.org/shows.
Join Zook the T-Rex as he roams the grounds at Visit Farmington's Free Joel Jamboree and Adventure Expo in Farmington, New Mexico on Saturday, June 10th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Off-roading, mountain biking, water sports, disc golf, art, and more make up this jolt-worthy event celebrating all the ways to play in Farmington. Don't miss out on family-friendly activities, food vendors, and presentations on the Bisti Badlands and outdoor recreation all at the Farmington Museum and Visitor Center. Visit FarmingtonNM.org for more details and mark your calendar to come play with us.
We are back. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin, joined with a representative from the Farmington Public Library. Jennifer Legitimate Ryan is here this okay. morning. Good morning.
All right. I'll let you have that one.
Is that all right, Jaylee? Okay. Yes. Good to see you.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. As I mentioned, you have a pretty big weekend this past weekend, the kickoff of your big big summer reading program.
Yes, I want to make sure I thank all of the community partners that came out and set up booths and talked to people. We had well over 1,100 people.
Wow.
At the library.
Congratulations.
From 10 to 2.
Uh-huh, on Saturday? Saturday.
On Saturday, yes. And most of those people were already registered for summer reading, but we did get 166 new registrations for summer reading.
So very good.
We have 166 new readers. Technically,
okay,
at the Farmington Public Library.
And so, for folks who still haven't registered, who are watching us or listening to us this morning, it's not too late.
Oh my gosh, you've got until July 31st to log your books. So here's the thing, you can download the Beanstack app.
Okay.
It's gonna, when you set up your account, it's gonna make you pick a challenge. Okay. But if you got the Beanstack app last year, you're gonna have to, you know, and you haven't been using it all year, which shame on you.
Who would that be?
I know, right?
Right. Who is that person?
So you have to actually go in and accept the challenge. Now here's the good news.
Yeah.
If you've been using the Beanstack app, you've been logging your books, but you forget to accept the challenge, you can accept it July 31st and it'll log all the books that you log. It'll count all the books you log between June 1st and July 31st.
Or even today, it'll log my books for the last 7 days,
yeah,
right, if I forgot, because the program started on the 1st.
Yeah, so it's important you remember to accept the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
It's just such a wonderful app, and I love it for using year-round. So sign up for the summer reading program. You have to be in Beanstack for a chance to win any of the prizes. So if you're not in Beanstack, you have zero chance to win.
That's not good.
You can't win if you don't play.
Right.
But then after summer reading, use it to log your reading year-round. Just 20 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're reading with your kid or you're reading, you know, I read with my dog, whether I want to or not.
All right.
Right there. Or my cat.
Well, your dog is very well-read.
Yes. I know. Yeah. My cat and my dog have logged a lot of books.
Okay.
And well right. above their reading level. I know.
Good for them.
I know, right?
Yeah. There you go.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So
but the Beanstack app is free. Again, it's wherever you get your apps for your phone and Play Store, Apple Store, App Store, whatever.
We've got
right?
a QR code at the library. You can scan it. We can help you get onto it. It has a timer on it, so you don't have to worry about, you know, when did I start? When did I stop? You set the little timer. And I'm going to be there, be at the library in the rotunda every Monday at noon. So that's after our 11 a.m. story time and performer.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be there every Monday at noon helping you. And I can show you like cool little tricks that you can do and help you get used to it. Once you figure it out and you get in the habit of reading, it's a piece of cake.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's a delightful app. It is the only way you can win prizes.
Right. You mentioned
during
that.
Summer reading. I cannot stress that enough
because
we have fabulous prizes.
I've heard.
Yes.
Right.
The teams,
and they're weekly, aren't they? Are you doing weekly giveaways with these prizes, right?
Yes. So we've got the grand prize.
Okay.
Which you read and log 5 books in Beanstack,
mm-hmm,
and you'll get one chance.
Okay.
You will put your name in the grand prize drawing one time.
All right.
If you read every book you read over 5, each book is one more chance. So if you read 105 books and log them over the summer, we'll put your name in the drawing 100 times.
Okay.
So for the kids, we've got
And again, it's free to do all this, right?
Oh my gosh,
it's
with
free,
the library, free. It's all free.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not gambling, it's free.
Yeah. And if you don't have a library card, shame on you. But if you don't, you can still sign up for Beanstack and then go to our website, get an e-card, and start the process of getting a library card. You should have a library card.
You can actually get a library card online, an e-card,
yes,
as you mentioned, and
yes,
so you can get started right away.
Exactly.
You can do it in your pajamas.
Yeah. So you can come to the library in your pajamas, I guess. I don't know.
Well, okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
So, yes.
When I tried that, I was showing the door. But okay.
Well, that's because I know I have security watching for you.
I see.
They're like, I said, if this man comes in,
right,
just throw him out.
In a robe.
Yeah.
Send him home. Send him home.
No, I just said if he shows up.
Oh, anytime.
Yeah,
oh, all
anytime.
Right. Well, no wonder I can't get in the door.
Yeah.
That explains a lot.
Yeah. Get out.
I'm glad that I can do it online.
Exactly.
Okay.
That'll give you access to all of our online resources.
Right.
And then you just need to bring in a few items, and then you can convert it to a regular library card so that you can use all of our, you know, you can check out books and movies and DVDs. But our online resources, you can stream movies, you can download ebooks, audiobooks.
Right. And those all count, right? Those ebooks count for the
summer
reading
yes.
program.
Everything counts.
Of course it counts.
Magazines, graphic
right?
novels. It all counts.
The back of a cereal box?
Sure. I'll let you have it.
All right. Okay.
So, It all counts
towards
summer reading and your chance to win, because it all counts towards growing literacy in our area.
That's the point.
And we do have a severe literacy problem. Like I said, just 20 minutes a day can change your life.
Right. So again, for parents or grandparents or guardians to maybe sit and read to their kids, maybe not their dog, not their cat, but their kids, encourage the kids to read.
Mm-hmm.
That's a helpful thing too.
Right. And then the book counts for both you and your child.
Right.
So if you all read together as a family, you log that book and it'll put it in everybody's challenge.
What if
give
I,
you credit in everybody's challenge.
What if I or someone goes camping and they're telling ghost stories around the campfire? Does that count?
I'm not checking.
All right.
Dude.
All right. Just making sure. Just checking. Just asking.
I'll allow it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Just
Okay. The important thing is that you're reading.
What you're laughing about is the picture of me camping, sitting around a campfire.
Like, when are you and I going to go camping?
Well,
like,
that's not happening. Right.
What in the world?
Yeah.
So the grand prizes. Back to the grand prizes.
Yes.
The kids 0 to 12 can win a 12-volt Chevy Silverado. You can go visit it's a Power Wheels.
Okay.
It's got a parental remote.
I gotcha. Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right.
And it's not an official Power Wheels. That's not the brand. That's just the easiest way to, you know.
It's a smaller electric
It's not
vehicle
an actual Chevy
thing
Silverado,
that kids
Scott.
Can play around in.
Yeah, it's a toy.
I got it.
That
okay.
you can ride on.
Right.
So,
that's
for the kids.
Oh, all right.
For the adults, it's a Kona Lanai mountain bike. Don't.
Okay.
With a $100 customization allowance from 505 Cycles. Thank you very much.
That's cool.
Right. So that's actually, I think that's the most high dollar item that we have given away ever.
Right.
At the Farmington Public Library. So read and log 5 books. You get one chance to win. Every book over is another chance to win. So
and this will
and
be after July 31st.
After July 31st. And then the teens.
Yeah.
And this is crazy. Okay.
All right.
We're giving away a PlayStation 5.
Okay.
And that is, okay, so the amount of teens that we've got registered has like shot up.
Right.
And the teens are killing it.
Mm.
They're reading, each teen that's registered is reading at least, reading an average of 5 books.
Okay.
And logging an average of 5 books, which means they want that.
Evidently, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So they are reading, and they are, you know, they really want that PS5. So,
right.
Yeah.
It's a step up from the Wii, isn't it? A little bit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, old man. So those are just the grand prizes.
Uh-huh.
Okay. There's
right.
only one of each of those. So
given away at the end of summer.
Given
end
away
of
at
July.
The end of the summer. And then we've got raffle prizes.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're in the app, and I can show you how to do this if you're lost, you'll see something that says ticket drawings. And then every badge you earn in the app gives you 5 raffle tickets. And you can divvy them up among the 5 raffle prizes that are in there.
Oh,
so basically each age group has a set of prizes. They don't overlap. So teens can't win the kids prizes. Adults can't win the kids prizes. But you can, you know, if you have a kid, you can use their account to pick whichever prize you want. But you can divvy up your raffle tickets however you want. We'll do that drawing August 7th. So that's also at the end of summer.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got weekly prizes. So basically every week we're just going to do random drawings. It could be based on, you know, everybody who earned the Beanie Award badge or everybody who earned the registration badge or the completion badge or, you know, it just kind of depends. It's literally random.
Right. But you got to be in it again.
You got to be
in it. And it's all through the app.
Yeah.
And accept these challenges and win these badges, which sometimes you win a badge just by opening up the app, I think.
Yeah.
And then you get into these other drawings for the prizes.
Yeah. So the more you read and do, the more chances you'll have to win cool stuff.
Okay.
So, and we've got a whole prize closet full of like really cool stuff. So.
Okay.
I think you're really going to enjoy it. So sign up for Beanstack.
Right.
Sign up for our summer reading. Make sure when you go into Beanstack in the app, look for Farmington Public Library, New Mexico.
Oh.
Not Minnesota or Maine or.
Yeah, they don't have as good prizes. I've noticed.
No one has as good prizes as we do.
Imposters.
Yeah, so, yeah. Yeah. And then there's, so one of the badges is called the Beanie Award.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a jelly bean dispenser. Get it, Beanstack?
Yeah, I get it. Sure.
And the way that works, our staff, they each get a, every Wednesday, I announce who had the most votes that mm-hmm. week or the most mentions that week. They get to keep the jelly bean dispenser for a week and then have to surrender it. And then at the end of the year, we give it to person and they get to end like 10 pounds of jelly beans and they get to keep it till the next year. So go into your Beanstack app, go to activities and you'll see, and the beanie goes to put in the name of a staff member that has helped you in the past, that told you about Beanstack, that you just really like or think should be recognized. Put in their name and that'll help them win the beanie.
Okay.
And you can see the beanie when you go into the library. We'll,
nice.
Yeah, if you ask to see the beanie. So we're awarding it today at 8:45.
Oh, so minutes from now.
I know, minutes from now.
Wow.
So, and I'm bummed I'm not there for the first one.
Right.
But, so I can't tell you who currently has it.
Jay.
Just because I don't want to ruin the surprise.
Okay.
So, but a valiant effort was made by all.
Very exciting.
So, yeah.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, that's one of the big things going on at the library this summer.
That's the only big thing going on. Everything
okay.
else ties into it. Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the umbrella event.
Yes.
At the library.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, apparently you have some other event on Monday.
Mondays, we're doing story time and performance. We've got some great performances. Yesterday we had Nancy Bo Flood, who is...
Or Monday.
Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Is it really only Wednesday? Oh,
yeah, it's Wednesday.
Okay. Yeah, I
guess I'm the one who thinks it's Monday, but go ahead.
Man, every day this week has felt like a Monday.
Right.
Okay, so...
A week full of Mondays.
I know. So it has been a long month this week.
Well,
yes.
So
Mondays. Yeah. So Monday we had Nancy Bo Flood. She was a lot of fun. We do it twice. So bring the kiddos at 11 a.m. and at 5 p.m. And we'll have a good time.
Nice.
So
is this younger kids probably
yeah,
or more older kids? What
it's
would you
more
say?
Of a, it's more of a story time. So
okay.
kind of, you know, kind of the 0 to 5
mm-hmm.
Kind of thing. So yeah,
no, I bet that counts if you attend the story time.
It does count.
Towards
Thank
summer
you.
Reading.
Yes.
Okay.
So you can log that book.
Right.
That was read during story time. It counts.
There
so
you go.
So yeah, so if you go to all the story times, you get 8 books right there.
There you go.
Yeah.
See? So that's every Monday at 11 or 5.
Yeah, and everyone who attends the story time can count that book. So
right.
if you're a parent, count that book mm-hmm. in your summer reading.
Okay.
So
perfect.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Tuesdays. Apparently, there's some kind of revolution at the library.
It's the Tuesday Teen Takeover, and that is all I'm allowed to know. It's
oh.
Tuesdays, I believe at 5.
Okay.
I had to resort to using some of the Instagram pictures. So, yes, so I believe it's Tuesdays at 5.
And they don't tell you anymore.
I'm too old
I see.
to know anymore.
Okay.
So if you're a teen and you want to know what it's about, just
show
go to
up,
the Teen Zone on
I guess.
Tuesday. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So
that's happening. There's also a STEAM night
and
at the library Thursdays.
Thursdays at 5. It'll most likely be outside unless there's inclement weather.
Okay.
And that's kind of for the 6 to 11-year-olds or
right.
6 to 12-year-olds.
They're going
to
build
so
trains.
A little bit older. You know what STEAM is, don't you?
Yes, I do. I know there's steam-powered trains, but I also know that STEAM is science, technology, engineering, arts, and M.
Math.
And M.
And math.
And math.
Math.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
That's what it's. That's
might
what you're
need
doing.
Some more math. So, yeah. Yeah.
This brain has absorbed about as much math as it's ever going to absorb, and that was around 10th grade. But thanks for asking.
And so we're going to do, you know, just a lot of fun activities. It's a fun event for, you know, for the whole family.
Right.
So,
nice.
Yeah, it's not just limited to 6 to 11-year-olds. It's, you know, whatever age. And they set up stations and they go around.
Cool.
And it's a lot of fun.
There you go.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like fun.
So.
Every Thursday.
Every Thursday.
All summer long.
All summer long.
Okay.
Yeah.
STEAM night at the library.
Yep.
All right. And then, now, do you recommend people eat their books?
No, but here's the thing. Here's what's hilarious. So I went into Adobe Stock. So this is a new program that we're doing. We're very excited about for the teens. And I went into
some dental sponsors.
When we were talking about it and when we went into teens, I went into Adobe Stock and I put teens, books, and bites. You would not believe how many pictures of teens eating books.
Well,
there are.
Might have been a challenge about that. I don't know.
I don't know. And I like to think these photographers are like, oh, just put it in your mouth. No one will use this one. And and they're thinking, what kind of person would use this image? And I'm thinking, what kind of person would like
not use it?
Photo this image, you know, take this image. So So here we are, Books and Bites for Teens. So they get a menu of suggested books to read.
Right, okay.
You know, and then get to sample a lot of snacks and desserts. And I believe Friday it's Japanese snacks. So if you, you know, I'm not sure what they have because, again, it's the teen zone and I'm too old.
Right.
But I would think it's like the weird flavored Kit Kats and the, you know, the stuff that they eat in Japan that we just don't have here.
But apparently we do if you're serving it at the teen zone.
Well, it's imported.
I see. Okay. All right. Yeah. So this is happening on Fridays?
On Fridays at 2.
Okay.
Yeah. So come on out to the library.
Books and Bites.
Books and Bites.
Okay. Yeah. Just for the radio audience who's missing out on this wonderful graphic that you have created for this event of the teen eating the book.
It is delightful. Couldn't. I was like, I'll never find anything for this in Adobe Stock. And there it is.
When has the internet ever disappointed you?
You know what? You're right.
Okay.
Yeah. Truth.
Thank you.
Truth.
Thank you.
Right there.
Yeah. Okay. So. Very good. So that's happening on Fridays.
On Fridays for teens. It's going to be just a super fun event.
And again, folks can keep track of all these different events by going to your website. I know your events calendar has been recently updated and upgraded, and you can export these events to your phone or whatever calendar you use to keep your family organized, things like that, right?
Upgraded about 3 years ago, but thank you.
Well, I just got the notice today.
Apparently. But our calendar is great. So if you come into the library, we've got QR codes so you can specifically get the list of the craft nights. Or you can specifically get the list of the teen events or, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
You can also go to events calendar and you can search. And you can put in, like, event type. If you put in summer reading, you're going to get a list of everything happening during summer reading.
That's a lot.
Okay. If you put in like computers and technology, it'll give you a list of all our computer classes that we're doing. We're still doing those over the summer because not everybody gets a summer break and they still need to learn computer skills for adults.
Sure.
So, and then once you find the event you want to do, you click on that event. You can print it out if you must have a printout. You can print it out. If you don't have a printer, you can send it to the library via printer on and then come in and collect your print within 72 hours.
Okay.
That's a whole other show.
Right.
And or you can add it to your digital calendar. So just click add to calendar. It'll put in your calendar. You can set reminders so you don't forget.
Right.
Because a lot of times we hear, oh, I was going to go to that, but I forgot. Or, you know, something happened or whatever. You can put it right in your digital calendar. You can share it on social media.
Mm-hmm.
So you can share it to your friends and be like, hey, y'all want to go to this?
Let's all go eat a book.
Yeah, let's go eat a book. Yeah. So there's a, you can email it to your friends, you know.
Okay.
So, you can email it to yourself if that's how you remember things. But yeah, our calendar is really great for that, for reminding you, you know, here's what's going on.
Sure. So,
or you can just browse the calendar and be like, yeah, that looks cool. That looks cool. That looks cool.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
that's it. That's how you do it. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. What's next? More summer reading events, right? Between now and the end of July.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So, Thursdays we kind of rotate with trivia night and craft night, and what else do we do? We do something else
on Thursdays.
Yeah, maybe we just rotate trivia night and craft night, and then Fridays we rotate a good family event, which is our Cottonwood concerts, which are back, and the outdoor movie.
Right.
So
there's steam night on Thursdays.
There's steam night on Thursdays. Yes. That's for the kids. For the adults,
oh,
we alternate craft night and trivia.
Okay, okay.
So, yeah. So we've got a few of those coming up.
The concerts you mentioned are back, so that'll be...
The Cottonwood concerts are back. So in the North Amphitheater, which is on the north side of the building.
Smart.
Which is behind the building.
A little shadier. A little shadier, a little cooler. Well,
there's a big old Cottonwood there.
Right.
Hence the Cottonwood concerts.
That helps.
So, Yeah, you can go back there. I believe we have Evelyn Roper on Friday.
I think she's starting it out, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And she's one of our favorites. She is just a delight. It's a fun event to come sit out on the lawn, enjoy some music, get your weekend started.
Yeah.
And then we'll also have outdoor movies, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, Mortal Engines. I forget the other one. And then... at the end of the summer, we're doing the Navajo dub of Finding Nemo.
Nice.
I'm really excited
about
that one.
That's the movie in the Navajo language.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Hence
yeah.
Dub.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. They dubbed it.
Yes. I got it.
It's one of those fancy broadcasting terms.
Just right. Just making sure everyone understands what we're talking about. But yeah.
So,
but that'll be cool. That'll be at the end of summer, you said.
I think that's our last outdoor movie, like right at the end of summer. And
okay.
I'm really excited about that one.
Right.
So
nice.
Because it's not because I don't know Navajo, but I know Finding Nemo. So
right.
I'd love to see it and see do I understand? Do I pick anything up? Do I learn anything?
Yeah.
So yeah.
You might. You never know.
I don't know.
We'll see.
If there, I've all lived right. here. I've lived here 20 years, and I've picked up a few words, but not very many.
Right.
So maybe I just need it in cartoon format.
Well, and the words you pick up, you can't really repeat in mixed company. So there's that too. Summer reading program up and running.
Up and running.
Accept the challenge. Go to the Beanstack app,
mm-hmm.
and if you haven't downloaded it and registered, and again, we always talk about how you can register your family. So if you're a mom or dad and want to keep track of what the kids are doing or help the kids register, you can do all that through this app. It makes it really easy to have like a group of people to monitor and help.
Absolutely. So in previous years, it was each person needed their own username and password.
Right.
And then you had to create a new account every single year. This is so much better. So basically, your Beanstack account is like a car. The account creator is the driver of the car, and all of the readers are the passengers in the car.
That's why your cat has an account.
Yes. So,
and dog.
Yeah.
And husband.
Well, she doesn't have.
And husband.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Well, he has opposable thumbs, but the cat and the dog don't. So
that's
we have
true.
To log for them.
I got it.
So yeah. So whoever has the keys to the car can drive the car,
mm-hmm.
and that's the username and password. And then that is your account until you die. So you can keep it forever. You can so that way you can look back on the books you logged. Frequently, people ask, "Oh, can you print out all the, can you give me a list of all the books I've checked out at the library?" We cannot. The system, as soon as you return it, it deletes it out because of patron privacy.
Right.
So that's why we don't keep all that information, but you can have the list in Beanstack.
Beanstack will keep it as long as your account is active.
Yeah.
And you can get it. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds cool.
Log all year long.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, according to mine, I have 5 tickets earned.
Probably from registering.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably should have more.
You get 5 tickets just for registering.
How about that?
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, just for signing up for it. The raffle prizes, the hot ticket item for the kids is an electric scooter.
Yeah.
The hot ticket item for the teens are the AirPods right now. And for the adults, I believe it's the Nintendo Switch Lite or the Cricket Joy. I don't remember.
Okay.
So I can look up like how many tickets are in the drawing for each thing.
Right.
So yeah.
Sounds cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you want to like up your chances, you can say, hey Jenny Lee, what has the least amount of tickets? And so then you'd have more chances to win that item if you put all your tickets in there.
That's true. Yeah. And because you're doing weekly drawings, the sooner you get in, the more chances you have to win prizes over the course of summer reading, right?
Between now
and the 31st of July.
The activity badges, super easy. There's one about journaling. There's one about, reading books about different characters or different topics. Just read, and basically it's read all about it. So pick a topic and become an expert on it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
There you go. Underway now till July 31st.
July 31st. And then we'll have our end of summer foam party on August 7th.
And we still get a t-shirt?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just checking.
So, absolutely.
That's important.
Yeah. So,
still
you
get a t-shirt.
Your 5 books, you get your t-shirt. You can pick that up August 7th. We do have the token promotion right now. So, if you wear a previous year's summer reading t-shirt and one of our staff members comes across you in the wild, any place other than the library, they might give you a token. You can bring that token into the library and trade it in for a cool prize.
Okay.
So, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Well,
there's a whole bunch of them out in the wild. So you'd be giving away a lot of tokens.
I've seen people out at like Navajo Lake.
Sure.
You know, camping. There's no one else around, and I run into someone using wearing a
Farmington. You don't camp at Navajo. You
no,
don't.
But I go outdoors because okay. my husband makes me.
All right.
So
that I believe. Yeah. I believe that.
So speaking of, thank you for coming to his exhibit opening.
Yes.
I just want to throw in real quick, my husband is a wildlife photographer.
Yes, he is.
He has an exhibit right now at San Juan College at the Henderson Fine Arts Center. And his photographs with another artist, her first name is Amy, and she does woodcuts. Mm-hmm. And they're gorgeous. And I may be biased, but I really think it's worth trying to figure out how to get into the Henderson Fine Arts Center just to see this exhibit. So
true.
Photos looked amazing in my dining room. They look even better in like an actual gallery.
So. With lighting and everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And they're really cool to see them with the block prints next to some of them too. These landscape photos and prints.
It's a lot of fun and free air conditioning.
There you go. And this exhibit will be up through the month of June.
Yes.
And so you can come check it out. I believe the gallery is open at least Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
Yes.
So.
And oh my gosh, I just have to say thank you to Julie who runs the art gallery. And she just did an amazing job. Like I walked in and I was like, well, these look very different than what has been in my dining room for the past 6 months while he was getting ready for this. So lighting is everything.
Apparently, right? You can't tell from this studio, but it is. It's really important. So there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So. Well, congrats to Brad Ryan, your husband, who has a website and has a lot of great photos that didn't make the exhibit, but they're great. So
he was very picky about what he put in. I think he really did do his best pictures, his best photos. But yeah, we just scratched the surface of the amazing pictures he takes.
So. There's a Facebook page you can check it out,
and he wants to emphasize that it looks like he got close to the wild animals in the national park. He did not.
That zoom lens,
really
helps.
Yes, so view wildlife appropriately.
So none of his pants were left on the horns of any animals. From taking these photos is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
He had
no encounters with the wildlife.
Yeah. Yeah. He does not. He doesn't go up and pet the buffalo.
Okay. No, he knows better than that for sure.
He does know better. So. Yeah.
But he has some really cool lenses that look like he's in their faces.
Yeah.
And that's part of the cool part of the photos.
Well, and you can even get good pictures on your cell phone if you zoom in and everything.
And follow the rules.
And follow the rules. Yeah. Yes.
Amazing.
Yes. Wildlife were there first.
That's true.
You're in their home, so be cool, everybody.
That's right.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jeannie Lee, thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
Good to see you. Bright and early on a Wednesday morning. Proud of you. So
I know.
Proud of you.
Well, it's happening. Summer reading is happening whether I want it to or not.
So. That's true.
Get on board.
That's right. So, okay.
Yeah. Register for summer reading and you could win cool stuff.
You can. That's very true. Yeah. With the Beanstalk app. Thank you for being here. We'll see you next time.
Thanks.
Jane Lee Ryan from the Farmington Public Library, my guest this morning here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.